Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And we have a very special segment for Lisa Mercier. She has been with us, it's been a long time. Actually, I remember it was like one of the hurricanes that we had when we first got started. So I remember this relative to a hurricane. So we started doing our radio show with her and her home-based business experience, and we've been all over the place. And today, she's going to have a little bit of background noise because she's at a restaurant. We're doing a three-way, so we're doing everything we possibly can to have a nice live radio show, and it'll be real live with a little bit of background noise, but that's okay, but because it's worth it. We have been doing this radio show for quite a number of years, and I am always astounded by the results of the products that people have been having and the stories that they've been telling and just the genuine and uniqueness of their whole system that they put in place. Lisa is just an amazing person who is just helping to build a huge team of people in both the United States and Canada and then in other countries as well. And she's enjoying the six-figure residual income that happens when you build things the right way with the great people. We've had guys on our radio show. We've had gals on our radio show. We spoke about kids on our radio show. We have a whole bunch of really cool things. But the one thing I want our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to kind of get when they're going through this is you're doing this home-based business with Lisa, her teammates. The company is, like, spectacular when it comes to support, unbelievable training, and a product line that really just flat out works. So, Lisa, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I hope I'm not too echoey because I decided to go in the washroom.
You're doing okay. I know. I think on a percentage basis, we've done 10% of your radio shows with you being in a bathroom. Only because
I know.
Only because you have to find a quiet
wherever
place.
I can fit it in, right?
Under a stairwell, we've been nice places too, like Dubai, you know, and you've been all
over
the place.
Oh yeah, we were at the airport in Dubai. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, all kinds of cool places. Yeah, so that's the great thing. You can be in a home-based business wherever you are, and you are wherever you are. So there you go. So thanks for being here.
So I'm just going to put energy by the door that no one decides to come in here right now.
You know what? They can wash their hands or flush the toilet. It's everybody. It's a human business. There we go.
It's a human business, yes. I have been a part of this company for almost 4 years next month, and it's been life-changing. I mean, I actually call myself a seven-time loser because I've done these kinds of businesses seven times. And this is the first one where it's actually working for a really long time. And to be honest, for the past year and a half, I've barely worked because I was struggling. I'm recently separated, and it's been quite the journey just getting my life together and stuff. And to be honest, even before that, I've barely been working this business because I was depressed in a marriage and didn't have the energy to really give it my all. And I've been really super blessed to have signed up some really key people in my business that have shared their story in a big way. And, it started with my story, actually. So my story, quick story, is I did the 8-day detox, and on our plan, you get to eat real food. And so I was pretty excited about doing this detox and getting all the toxins out of my body. And in my 8 days, I lost 8 pounds, 12 inches, my depression lifted, my anxiety lifted, my back pain. I was in a car accident when I was 21, and I could barely move. Like, I never played on the floor with my son. I'd have to use my hands to roll over in bed at night. Like, it was horrible. And then I also had feet problems where every time I tried to run, because I'm a runner, I had rocks underneath my feet. And that pain went away. My back pain went away. And I also, at 37 years old, for a few years before I got on this program, I was changing my clothes every night. I guess I was in premenopause. and it was horrible. I couldn't sleep every night. And so I decided, obviously, to stay on the program. I went on to lose 30 pounds. I've kept it off all this time. And for me, that's the biggest thing. Maintenance is the biggest thing, because anyone can stick to a diet or a cleanse for a week or a month or maybe 2 months. But then usually in what I was doing is I would gain all my weight back and then try the next diet. And this time around, I've just been able to maintain it. And for me, that's huge, especially right now with what's going on for these products. If it wasn't for, can they help my brain? If it wasn't for the income that I make, like you had mentioned, I'm a six-figure income earner in this company. And what I'll do is I'll post our income disclaimers in the comments on my Facebook page so you can see what that means. I'm an executive in the company. And it's been an incredible journey. But lastly, it's really the people. Like, if it wasn't for my support team, the people that have been cheerleading me on all this time, I honestly, Peter, I don't think I'd be on this earth, to be completely honest. And there is some really key people, and Polly's one of them. She is so passionate about helping other people, and she's had incredible results. And so I'd love for her to share her story. So, Polly, I'm going to let you take it over and share your story. What's happened to you on the product, and what's happened to you? You're new in the business, but you already have a story with your business already.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you for having me on. And I started last September. And why I started and what I was looking for was I was miserable. I had no life left in me. I was in severe pain all the time with some severe injuries to my knee, my lower back, my neck. It was to the point where I felt, and I looked like I was 80 or 90 years old. And I was just sick and tired of life. So I had seen this advertising going on, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking it's too good to be true. So I kept watching it. Took a while, and because everything was just phenomenal, the results and everything advertised was like amazing. So I watched it for about 8 months before I actually got into this product, and I got into the product, and I went on my 8-day journey of my detox. So within 3 days of my detox, I had energy to burn. And I'm not kidding. I could jump over fences, I swear. Full of energy. I was sleeping better at night. Seemed like my anxiety had lifted a little bit. And at the end of my 8 days, I couldn't believe it. Like, there was absolutely no lower back pain. None. And before that, there wasn't a day where my sciatic nerve and I couldn't walk and the pain and everything else that went on with my lower back, like seriously, every day. And when the weather changed, because by then I had arthritis, it was just horrible. I dreaded the weather change. It was gone, totally gone. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like a miracle. I can't believe it. And until today, I'm now 5-6 months into the system. Nothing. No more back pain, no more neck pain, no knee pain, nothing. And also what had happened was I had started getting very severe sinus infections, bad, very bad sinus infections. I could, my hands and my feet were always swollen, like I was on water pills all the time, like I was in horrible shape. No, like I said, major bloating all the time. I felt like I was pregnant. I had the acid reflux really bad as well. What else went on with me? I'm just trying to think. There was so much stuff that it was like, wow, I can't believe it. Oh, and it didn't matter. I could try any diet there was, and I have tried every diet that there was out there in the market, I swear, since I was like 16 years old, because I've always had kind of a weight problem here and there. And I would gain and I would lose, and then I'd gain it all back, plus more on top of it. And I'd go to the next, and the next, and the next. And it went on like that for my whole life. So I have lost, after 8 days, I'd lost down 10 pounds. I can't tell you inches because I didn't measure inches, but I know my pants were a lot looser. My shirt was a lot looser. and now I'm down to 28 pounds, and I have not gained a pound back. It's the easiest diet and program to follow, and it's all eaten healthy foods, and I feel totally amazing. And I would tell anybody, please join this. This is like a life saving for you. This is something that will change your whole life to eating better and feeling good, where you're not always sick and tired and just dragging your feet and everything. Like, it is amazing, amazing products. Like, I'll give you an example. Before this started, I could only walk half a kilometer. Took me an hour to take my puppy for a walk. And when I did that, I always took my phone with me, because seriously, I walked like a little old lady. I couldn't hardly walk. And that took me an hour. And there was times when I was on my way back, I didn't even know if I was going to make it back to my own home. Now, the other day, I keep challenging myself more and more. The other day, I walked 3.6 kilometers, brisk walk, 55 minutes flat. I was never so happy in my life. It was like, my God, my quality of life has finally come back to me. And I couldn't feel any better than what I do right now. It totally changed me completely. So anybody that's out there, whatever, don't be afraid to try it. It's awesome. You will love every bit of it. And that's about all. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, and I've, like I said, 6 months into the system, and I'm a manager, and my goal is to get up to the top ladder. I would like to hit ambassador. So I am going to push everything I've got in me to get to there. So, yes, the income is amazing. The trips that you win are amazing, top-notch. Everything that I've seen is top-notch, and the company itself is one big family. It doesn't matter who you talk to. They're all, right from head office to our group, great support system. We all help each other, and we all work together. Like, it's like no other business I have ever in my life worked for, and I'm 63 years old. So honestly, it is like I died and went to heaven. It is amazing. So you've got one life, one chance, do it. It is, you will never regret it. To say.
Excellent. I know Lisa might be muted out and somebody might have stepped into the restroom. So she's we're gonna do this. We're gonna take a little commercial break. I wanna come back and ask some questions because it's a fascinating story. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. Lisa Mercier is three-waying, if you will. That's a term that we use for the phones. Polly Kozdrowski on the radio show today, and Polly's given us some examples of what's been going on with her product experiences and some testimonials. Polly, I got a couple of questions for you. You kind of led us into how old you are at 63. So for when you were 62, you were dealing with this lifestyle, if you will, that sounded like I don't know what was going on in your mind when you were going through the pain that you were going through. But, you know, when I know as I'm getting older, I'm starting to say to myself, well, do I resolve that, you know, this is the kind of person I'm just going to be because I'm getting older? So you almost kind of think about sliding downhill one way or another just because you're getting older. So at 62, and then you try this new product line, and then all of a sudden your pain's going away, that's absolutely positively the opposite from what most people would think they would experience, because most of the time it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So what was that like? like at 62, starting this stuff and then from going from pain all the time to no pain, losing the weight, having the attitude adjustment, all that sort of stuff. Can you give me an idea of what life was like as all this stuff was happening?
Well, when it first started happening, I was so excited. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is, like, seriously, this is a miracle. Like, wow, like, who would ever, ever, ever think? And it just kept getting better and better. And then now I've got so much life in me. Like, I'm back. I tell people, Polly is back. This is the way I was. Because I'm here for at least another plus 30 years because this kid ain't going anywhere. And, feel as old as you want to. And that's how I felt at the end, like I said, 80, 90 years old. So when my life started changing so rapidly and I was feeling so great, like, it didn't take me long to adjust to that. And the first time that I actually realized that my knee was getting so much better was I had gone to Cochrane, Alberta, where my son lives close to the mountains, and he's like right on the riverbed. And there's tons of, like, big hills, whatever. And so I took my little puppy off for a walk, and I thought, well, I looked at these hills, and some of them were pretty steep. And I said, well, I'm either going to make it or I'm going to break her. And if I can't make it all the way, then I guess I just call my daughter-in-law to come and get us. And we walked for a whole hour that day, the first time that day, up and down all these hills. And tender, nothing to complain about, like, made her all the way back to my son, woke up. I said, well, we'll find out the next day what happens. The next day I woke up, absolutely no pain, no swelling in my knee, nothing. And I was just like, I was so excited. I said to my son, and I said, oh my God, I said, I can't believe this. Like, I can now do it. He says, maybe you shouldn't be pushing it. And I said, whatever it takes, I'm doing it. I got to try. Then when I went back the second time to him, me and my little puppy, we walked an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. So that was 2 hours up and down mountain hills, but in town. But that's how big the hills were. And you know what? From that moment on, which would have been already December is the last time. And then here I live in a campground in my RV, so I started to walk around here. And I thought, okay, I made it to 1.4 kilometers. So when I made it to 3.6 kilometers in 55 minutes the other day, honestly, I feel like a teenager again. I seriously do. I feel like a teenager, and I act like a teenager. That is how happy my life has changed, to be so healthy with no aches, no pains, 63 years old, and yes, I feel like I'm sweet 16, never been kissed.
Excellent. Now, relative to the stuff, have you, now, of course, you know, I always throw in the disclaimer thing relative to stuff. So if anybody's going to try something, always seek medical advice as well. You know, do it under a doctor's care. If you're taking medicines, don't stop your medicines, you know, on your own. But you had mentioned that you were on some kind of medication. Were you able to slow down or stop it, or what's going on with that?
Yes, I'll tell you what had happened to me. September of last year, because I had lost my job on top of this as well, a truck driving job that made very good money, driving the world's largest truck up in Fort McMurray in the oil sands. And psoriasis. And it started out very innocently, and I just kept thinking it would go away. Old school, it's going to go away. You have to work. You don't take time off. So it ended up, both of my hands were so infested, they were actually bleeding and raw. So because it had nothing to do with work, I was sent home and said that I was a liability to the company now. So when I lost that job, things started going downhill. So I was put on some pretty heavy, heavy medication, like anti-rejection drugs, chemo, you name it. I was on it. to try and get my hands in remission, which they still have not gotten into remission. Well, I find out in September of last year, first of all, my hair was falling out by the handfuls all of a sudden. All my hair is falling out. My eyes are getting worse and worse. And then I find out my kidneys and liver are starting to shudder, which means the first stage of starting to shut down. So that scared the hell out of me. I said, no, I'm 62 years old only, and I don't care what it takes, but I am not taking any more medical drugs. Like, that scared me. I thought, I don't need it. So I went to a holistic doctor and everything for my hands. And then I was on, like, painkillers, of course, for my knee and stuff like that. And I just said, okay, that's it. And I just slowly started weaning myself. And the reason I did that on my own was because if you tell a doctor the minute they hear holistic, guess what? They don't want nothing to do with you anymore. And I did it all on my own, being very smart about it. And you know what? I am off of everything, off all my meds. I don't even take a water. I don't take anything. Nothing. It's all natural.
Wow. So as a result of that,
yeah.
Like you were on some pretty heavy-duty medication. It sounded like you were having some side effects.
Yes.
And chances are, more than less likely, those side effects would have taken your 30-year-plus goal and probably chopped you down considerably if you would have made it at all. And as a result of now, because you're off the medication and you're on the right trend and you're feeling so great, your life is probably going to, you know, your life is definitely, if you will, I don't know everything about you, but it sounds like your life is definitely on the right track, whereas before it was probably on the wrong track trying to fix some of the problems that they were doing with all the medical pills and pharmacy stuff, and the chemotherapy is obviously going to be really tough on anything. So your pain in your knee is fine. How about your hands now?
My hands are starting to get a lot better, I have to say.
Excellent.
From what they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that if they can get the, all they can do is get it in remission. But you know what? This is what I say. Peter, I say, you know what? I wake up every morning being thankful. Gave me my life back with the products that I'm taking. I am so thankful that I said yes to going on this journey. That was the best thing I have ever done in my whole entire life at 63 years old. And,
right,
that's,
and now,
I'd love to share my story with everyone.
Right, and now you said you're living in your RV,
yes.
which is really kind of cool. I live in Florida,
yes.
So we got the whole RV thing going down over here for sure. But the reality is that at 63, being able to do a home-based business wherever you want to do your home-based business is really spectacular, because it's hard to find a job at 63, you know, where there's competitive wages or competitive whatever, especially if you're having some good days and some bad days. So do you want to talk about that at all? How has that been so far, leaving the traditional workforce and now having the time, freedom, and the flexibility to do what you want to do wherever you want to do it?
Honestly, at first it was a little bit of adjustment when I did, of course, when I lost my job and everything, and then at my age and then having a disability and blah, blah, blah. Yes, it was very hard. And then when I moved into my trailer, that was a little bit of adjustment, but I absolutely love it. And now I wish I had known about this business or any MLM business years ago. I would have changed my life completely. There is nothing better than to go, like Lisa, you could be in the bathroom. We could be wherever, could be under a palm tree. I could be in my truck. I could be whatever. I could wear pajamas and nobody sees me, right?
Right.
Who, like, what a better lifestyle and make an awesome, awesome income. Like, and that's how the world is becoming anyway. So, no, I would not trade this life for anything anymore.
It's a level of freedom that's really kind of great and unique. And like you said, it's a little bit on the scary side because it's just different. So it's not scary like, oh, my gosh. It's just different. So once you start to make the adjustments and develop the disciplines and all that sort of stuff, you'll say, you know, this is like the ideal situation. You're in an ideal, you know, company with a product line that can change people's lives, as you're experiencing right now. You have tons of support. So if you do things the right way and you start to build a business with some winners, you can have income coming in even if you're not working. So if you have to take some time off to do something, you'll be able to do that. You can do your business between wherever you are now, and if you're visiting your son, or you decide to pack that RV thing up and drive down to Florida where we are and hang out by the beaches. There's a ton of people down here that would probably love to be able to enjoy the lifestyle that you currently have while they're in their RVs. So really, you get a chance to live your life by design, so your next, you know, 30 years could be exactly the way you want it to be. And as you said, with the technology being the way that it is, it's making it easier for you to be able to do your business from wherever you want to do your business. We do a radio show with a gentleman named Jean-Luc. He's our French guy. He started off in an RV, and now he's in a boat. So he's in a 36-foot boat catamaran over in California on the Pacific Ocean. He gets a chance to do it wherever he is. So for those people, yeah, so for those people listening in, you really can live your life by design.
Oh, definitely. And you know what, Peter, I've got a couple more things to say. That,
sure.
And I like most of my outdoor jobs. I was always an outdoor gal. I love working outdoors with the guys. My job made, you know, good money and whatnot, but I'll tell you what, they practice or what they talk about, they don't practice when it comes to safety. You're just another number to them. You don't get all the compliments and treated like I do with this MLM business. There's none of that. You are just a number. You're not even recognized. So when I think back to that, where this company treats us like gold, like we're a family. Like you couldn't ask for better. And any ordinary company is not going to send you on a trip to Dubai or a cruise, a five-star plus up for two people, all expense paid. Will they? Nope.
It's amazing. Yeah, and for those people listening in, we've had some radio shows with Lisa when she was doing some of the things that she was doing. And when she was heading over to Dubai, I think her dad got sick. She was going to take her dad with her, and her dad got sick, so she had to go alone. So going alone to a foreign country on a company trip, you know, a lot of people would feel a little bit uncomfortable. But as she told the story, like, the people just made her feel so welcome and just amazing. And the stories that I've heard about the support your company gives people when they get started and then afterwards, it's just spectacular. It just doesn't exist in the outside world, and even in the MLM world, it's hard to find. So the support and everything else in there is just wonderful. So we're just about wrapping up. You're listening to Polly Kozdrowski. Polly, we're going to give you a special guest page so you can put some stuff up about you and all that sort of stuff so people can find you, because I'm sure your story resonates with a lot of people that are listening in as well, and we're going to get that information from Lisa too. So Lisa, if you are still here, I'll let you say, you know, ask any other questions and then wrap it up. Thank you.
You know what? I'm just so thankful that, Polly, you were able to come on tonight. You know, your story gives me shivers. I don't recall that part of your story where just this past year you were driving a big truck. Like, I can't wait. I need to see a photo of you driving this big truck. And I think that, you know, there's so many people. Okay, I need to see it, because there's so many people out there that have, you know, the oil field job, and because the economy is so bad, people are losing their jobs all the time. And so I just think it just gives me shivers that you are on the team. I love you to pieces, and I can't wait to see the future for you. Like, I know you're going to be winning all the trips as well. And in a year from now, we'll do another radio show with you, and you'll get to talk about how awesome all the trips were. So,
aw, thank you so much, Lisa. And yes, I love you. You're like a sister to me, like I said. But you're my younger sister. And
yes.
I couldn't ask for a better coach. Like, we accept each other for who we are, and you're a blessing. You really are. And I'm so happy to have you in my life, honey. And yeah. I'm so happy that you asked me to go on this live. I was a little nervous at first, and then I thought, you know what? Nope. Just go on and be natural.
Exactly. All we got to do in this business.